Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the big esports show on this Friday night. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We absolutely love hearing from you. Join us at Twitter at eradiosports. You can always email the show at elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. And we are celebrating the All-Star Weekend with Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. We're bragging on his Bucks and just the vast improvement that we have seen this season. And we want to talk some more about Giannis because of what? He was named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. It was his first Player of the Week award for just a 20-year-old from Greece. So he is starting to get, Tom, that recognition across the league.
He truly is, and he's a colorful young man. He's got a wonderful personality. During the game the other night against the Kings, they had a TV shot, and Giannis was over by Reggie Evans, who was seated on the Kings bench, and you could watch the words that were mouthed. You could see Giannis when the ball was being handed to him to inbound, I believe. And he said, Evans said, "Are you how old are you?" And Giannis said, "I'm 20." And Evans goes, "Really?" You know, or say, like, "Really?" I mean, this kid, again, he came here at 6'9". He's close to 7 feet. He may get there before it's all said and done. He is a long drink of water, Big E, but he is so athletically gifted and can do so much on the floor. Here's a story I found intriguing. Giannis said, and I say it with a Greek and affectionately because I'm a Greek as well. I know a few words I can talk to him about, but most of them are swear words, so I pulled off on that.
Okay.
But he said, "You know, I don't go to college. I come here to the United States, and some people go to college to be lawyers, some be doctors. This is my job. This is my work. I have to be great at it." And his work ethic is off the charts, just as his gifts are physically and his dimensions are. And that's why, if this young man is healthy, and when you bring back, hopefully better than ever, Jabari Parker from the ACL, this could be a tandem to watch for years to come. But yeah, he really has stepped up his game. And that's why I think the postseason experience, well, you don't want to make the playoffs, you want to have the draft pick. You know what? Never mind. Make the postseason, get the postseason experience. Because for Giannis, for Brandon Knight, for Chris Middleton, this relatively young team, it would be a great experience, but I can't speak more enthusiastically, as I think you and the listeners can tell. This old man has a heartbeat now because Giannis Antetokounmpo, the great, great Yasuo.
Oh, the big G. And, you know, just all what you're talking about, all of his hard work, it really is paying dividends. I mean, the confidence that he has in his jump shot, what are you shooting like in four games, like over 63%?
Well, again, and you know this, E, better than anybody, if you can make that jumper, it makes your moves to the hoop all that more effective. And you know, all of a sudden, you can't play off him. He does some incredible, in the open court, he is just a joy to watch. Unbelievable. He'll always entertain the crowd. And he's talking about, well, maybe I do something to represent Greece in the slam dunk contest. It'll be kind of fun to see how all that comes down, Brandon Knight in the skills contest as well. But yeah, this kid, I think, has a chance, and I say it cautiously, has a chance to be an all-star for years to come.
Well, it is a big weekend for Giannis in the all-star weekend and the slam dunk contest, as you were just talking about, Saturday night in New York. So you just have to wonder, I mean, you've seen some of his dunks up close and personal. How creative will he be? I understand that his brother's going to have a little bit of an influence on him with that.
Yes, very good point. I was saying that. What's he going to do, take a dish of the Greek pastizo or something from his mother and fly through the air and hold it with one hand and slam the ball? He's going to do something to represent the country, and as you say, he would not tell us too much in the locker room the other night. But he's been thinking about it quite a bit, and he did say that he admired a name you'll know, and many of your listeners, the outstanding player Larry Nance. Similar build in some respects,
okay,
and Larry
yeah.
certainly could stuff that ball through. So I think he has a chance. There are some good people, Levine, and you've got the kid who played at Indiana, now with the Orlando Magic, the guard, Oladipo, I think.
Oh, Victor.
And so it'll be fun. But I think this guy has a chance to win it, and it would be fantastic for Milwaukee to have a winner in the All-Star competition.
You know, well, we've got you on the line. One of the things I want to talk to you about, and we hit on this last time you were on the show, give us an update on how the city is, you know, with this new arena. How are they progressing in terms with that?
Well, the new owners have made such a commitment, and Senator Cole, who was the owner, God bless his soul, I mean, he's been very committed to Milwaukee from the day he bought the team in 1985 and kept them from moving out of the city. And so they're halfway there to begin with. They have new ownership. They're getting a local commitment. I don't think that there'll have to be a lot of public money thrown out, but there will be some, and that's where it's going to get, as it always does, very political. And there's some concern there. Now, the other day, you may have heard that the the governor of the Menominee Indians, the lead Menominee, approached him about and said, look, we'll pay $200 million if you allow us to have gaming in casino in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after the governor turned it down. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. Whether that was grandstanding or trying to make someone look, I don't know, but all of a sudden it would have been very simple. But he proposed the bond, and there's an opportunity now for the taxes that the NBA players pay when they come to town to help fund this arena. I feel very good about it. It's not a slam dunk yet, but I think it is a medium range jumper. And obviously it has to happen for the team to stay in the community by 2017. These owners from New York City seem very committed to Milwaukee and Wisconsin, and I feel confident that we'll have the new facility and therefore have the Milwaukee Bucks for generations to come. And it just transcends sports because there are a lot of jobs, there's prestige. They're talking about building around the arena, Big E, and really improving our city.
Thank you so much, Tommy.
It's always a pleasure, buddy. Hopefully we'll be talking, Big A, about the Bucks in the postseason down the line. That's to you and the listeners. Appreciate the opportunity, as always.
You bet. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. Normal data rates apply. Much more straight ahead this evening at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.